Radio Prague News.
Czech power giant ČEZ sent out its 2010 results days early after a major error. The Prime Minister has given his backing to his scandal-hit Education Minister. And Sparta Prague take on Liverpool for a place in the last 16 of football's Europa League on Thursday night. Czech power giant ČEZ was left red-faced on Thursday after sending out its 2010 results several days early in an attachment to an invitation to the official press conference. The company, around 70% owned by the state, attempted to cover up the mistake by saying the figures in the attachment were not correct. But a few hours later it came clean by publishing the results early. The latest statement and figures were identical to the one sent out in error. As to the results themselves, net profit for 2010 came in 9% lower than 2009. Scandal-embroiled Education Minister Josef Dobeš was backed by Prime Minister Petr Nečas on Thursday in wake of a meeting between them. Speculation has mounted that the minister could be sacked following a series of media-reported scandals about his management of the ministry. These include reports of high wages for his poorly qualified head of cabinet and spyware installed on the computers of some officials. The Prime Minister said Mr. Dobeš was the target of a smear campaign. The minister said the attacks were caused by his dismissal of around 18% of ministry staff last year. Prague is the sixth richest region in the whole of the European Union and clearly the wealthiest locally in Central and Eastern Europe, according to figures released by the EU's Statistic Office. It said the region's gross domestic product reached 172% of the EU average. The Czech capital is only exceeded in terms of wealth by Hamburg, the Dutch city of Groningen, Brussels, Central London and Luxembourg. The poorest area in the Czech Republic straddled the Karlovy Vary and Ústí regions, with around 62% of the EU average wealth. To sport, and Czech Radek Štěpánek will not take part in the Davis Cup first-round tie against Kazakhstan in the eastern Czech city of Ostrava from March 4th to 6th because of flu. Team captain Jaroslav Navratil may also be without Jan Hajek, the world number 102, who retired from the Delray Beach tournament on Tuesday. And in football, Czech football club Sparta Prague take on Liverpool on Thursday night in the last 16 of the European League. The two teams drew 0-0 in their first round encounter in Prague last week, during which Sparta probably had the better chances. Sparta is the last Czech club in the top European competition. And finally, a look at the weather. The recent cold spell has broken records in parts of the country, with the thermometer registering a record low of minus 28 degrees Celsius near the northern city of Liberec on Wednesday night. Temperatures are expected to be slightly warmer up to the weekend before a second cold snap next week. I'm Chris Johnston, and that was the news.